I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Rutland's Paramount Theater will broadcast the second Republican primary debate tonight with two political analysts who will take part in discussions before and afterwards. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the broadcast is the first in a 14-month-long series the theater is hosting aimed at exploring democracy.
Bruce Bouchard, executive director of the Paramount, says the theater's state-of-the-art projection system has enabled them to showcase everything from opera to World Cup soccer. With the presidential campaign in full swing, Bouchard thought, why not use the Paramount to boost civic engagement and political discourse?
It just seemed like the next phase in A, the use of the technology, and B, the use of the theater.
Partnering with Castleton University, the Paramount is hosting a series of events called Project 240 in honor of the nation's upcoming 240th birthday. Events include live broadcasts of presidential debates, the New Hampshire primary, and portions of the Democratic and Republican national conventions. Bouchard says there will also be a variety of moderators and experts on hand to lead discussions.
Now people are learning about what really goes on at a national convention. We'll have hosts who will be talking about it. This is what a delegate is. This is how they get to be a delegate. Here's what happens in the room. We're betting the farm that after consuming it once or twice, people will say, this is much cooler than watching it at home.
The Paramount will even stage a mock Vermont primary. Rich Cowden, director of the Fine Arts Center at Castleton University, helped organize the series.
Many of these things you can watch on your television or on your computer screen. But going to them and sitting with your fellow community members in a way that is designed to raise the level of the conversation up, that's the aim here.
Project 240 will include 17 events, most of which will be free and open to the public. Besides live broadcasts, the series will also include a talk by award-winning filmmaker Ken Burns, a concert of patriotic music, and a comedy troupe spoofing presidential politics back to the Founding Fathers. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.